Rose Music Center at the Heights has scheduled an amazing concert show for Wednesday, June 19th, with the Blind Boys of Alabama, Shamika Copeland, the Robert Cray Band, and my guest today, Mark Cohn. Mark's an Ohio native born in Cleveland, 1959. He's a singer-songwriter who won a Grammy for his song Walking in Memphis, and also a Best New Artist Grammy. He's performed with many successful musicians, including Bonnie Raitt, James Taylor, Graham Nash, David Crosby, and recently Michael McDonald. Mark, you've worked with the Blind Boys of Alabama before, and this is a dream team of a show. Tell us about what it was like working with the Blind Boys.
It's the most fun I've had on stage and in the studio for as long as I can remember. They are just the sweetest, loveliest, most soulful gentlemen. You know, especially Jimmy Carter, who's the oldest member, one of the original members. You know, he's 88 years old, and to be on the road with him is really a lesson in elegance and style and grace. So I've learned a lot hanging around those guys, and it isn't all about music. Although, I have to say, what I'm getting to experience and hearing them every night singing my songs and jumping into my world is the thrill of a lifetime.
So have you played with Shamika Copeland and the Robert Cray Band too?
Well, Robert, I've done a gig or two with, but that was years ago, and I'm not sure if we collaborated or not on stage. I don't think so. Shamika, I've never met, and I've only heard, you know, one or two records, but the whole evening promises to be quite soulful, I think.
And Taj Mahal is going to replace the Robert Cray Band for a few dates towards the end of the tour. Have you worked with him before?
No. And I've only met him briefly, but we have some mutual friends, so I'm really looking forward to hearing this set. I've been a big fan of Taj for as long as I can remember.
And how is the evening going to work? On June 19th, what can folks expect to see and hear?
Well, Shamika opens the night with about a 20 or 30 minute set, I think, and then the Blind Boys and I are on for about an hour, hour and 15 minutes, and our set is really mostly us collaborating. There's maybe one or two songs I do with my band alone, and one or two songs the Blind Boys do with my band alone. And the rest of the night is us singing together. A couple of songs I sing from their repertoire, and maybe about six or seven songs they sing from my repertoire with me. And some are old favorites, and a few are going to be brand new songs from a record we just made together, which is three tunes from the studio, new songs. One, an old gospel standard called Walking to Jerusalem. Two new songs, one that I co-wrote with John Leventhal, one that I wrote on my own. And then seven live tracks for a performance on PBS about a year ago. So it's very much a collaboration on stage as it's been in the studio. And that record's coming out in August, just in time for the dates with Taj.
And are you going to be playing a guitar or being on the piano?
Well, I play both. In the set, I play some acoustic guitar, but mostly piano.
And what kind of guitar are you going to have on tour with you?
That's funny. Yeah, I have a really old Gibson from the early '60s. I'm a left-handed player, so it's very hard to find vintage guitars like that. But I was lucky enough to find this guitar years ago at an old secondhand place in Chelsea. And I've been taking that guitar on the road, although I think it's on its left legs, unfortunately.
And Michael McDonald and Chaka Khan are playing Rose Music Center the night after you're going to be there on June 20th. Are you going to get a chance to meet up with him before you head to South Carolina for the June 21st show?
I hope so. I mean, aside from the Blind Boys, two of my favorite people in the world are Bonnie Raitt and Michael. And I've been each of their special guests over many shows. Michael and I toured together maybe 2 years ago, so I'm going to get in touch with him and see if maybe I can come to his show. I'm not sure. I think I'm out of town the next day.
And the photos that are on your website, there's one of a bunch of musicians, including Derek Trucks, Susan Tedeschi, and Warren Hayes in front of a Love Rocks banner. What was that show all about?
Well, that's an organization that I'm happy to say I'm involved with and I'm on the board of. Love Rocks is a concert that happens once a year at the Beacon Theater. There's been two or three of them so far. And all the money that is raised at those concerts goes to an amazing organization called God's Love We Deliver. And God's Love We Deliver is a remarkable organization that feeds all people in New York City that are too sick to feed themselves but aren't hospitalized. And it not only feeds the people that are sick, but it feeds their entire family as well. So it takes the pressure off in terms of the family's work that they're doing and the patient's work. So they get these fantastic, highly nutritious meals served to them daily. And I think they serve about 7,000 meals a week. It could even be a day. So it's a remarkable organization. And that concert is put on by John Varvatos, the fashion designer, and a man named Greg Williamson. And they're doing great work.
And where's your home base?
I live in New York City, lived here for almost 30 years.
Oh, okay. So that's why that organization is near and dear.
Yeah, exactly. And the Beacon Theater is sort of my neighborhood theater. So, yeah, New York City causes are near and dear.
Well, have fun on this summer tour, Mark, and thanks for taking the time to talk with us.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
I've been in conversation with Mark Cohn, who will be appearing with the Blind Boys of Alabama, Shamika Copeland, and the Robert Cray Band at Rose Music Center in the Heights on Wednesday, June 19th. For Local Exposure, I'm Lee Hay.